You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The start of the new year is a time for us to reflect on the past and consider changes we want to make for the future. Lots of people try and take on New Year's resolutions to be happier and healthier. And today we're joined by Amanda Hawkins, Head of Mental Health and Counselling at RNIB, to discuss some helpful exercises you can do for positive change. So, Amanda, why do so many people use the new year as a catalyst for change, and why is it a good time for people to reflect?
I think it's the beginning of something, isn't it? And I think it's the beginning of something after we've had a bit of an extended break. So, you know, we've had some time off, we've seen family or friends, and there's this sense of newness as we enter the new year, a whole new year. And what can we do with this new year? That's my sense of it. I think that's what comes up for me when I think about it.
Yeah, definitely. And thinking of looking back at the past and the past year, what are some things that people can use to sort of direct their reflection, or why would you encourage people to reflect on the previous year before thinking about the next one?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do that. I mean, we get caught up in New Year's resolutions, and we also get caught up in why they don't work as well. So I think we can do this at any point. I think this is just a natural place to do it. So I think it's always good, isn't it? Whenever we feel that there's a sense of wanting change, I think sometimes things that we want to do better, things we want to do more of, things we want to do less of, and there's a naturalness to that. I think when things get really busy around Christmas, we tend to push things away. And then there's something about that new year, isn't there, around there's no excuse now to push this off. And I've got motivation of lots of other people around me trying to do something the same. So there's a joining in there of other people trying to make change as well.
And are there any specific things that you would recommend people to reflect on? Maybe kind of the hobbies they've had, how they're spending their time, or some habits that they maybe wanted to start last year that they could try again this year?
You know, I think it's about thinking about what you want. Life is not infinite, it's finite. And I think it's really important to think about what it is that makes us happy, what gives us joy, but also about what makes us unhappy and what doesn't give us joy in life. And I think, you know, reflecting and focusing on those things are really quite important. So just, you know, sitting down, maybe, you know, making a list, however you do that, whether or not that's just kind of jotting down some words or talking into a voice note about these things really help me, these things don't. And we don't often do that, I don't think, enough. And sometimes we go along with things that are not making us particularly happy, but it's just something that we've always done, or we have a little bit of fear of change. So, you know, some people might want to exercise a little bit more or get some more fresh air, but feel frightened because they're not sure they've got the energy to do that or where they're going to fit it in on their day, especially if it involves other people. But just thinking, this is what I want to do, but not necessarily knowing how to get there, but just setting the intention is the first step, I think.
While New Year's might be a convenient time and a shared time to start these things, people shouldn't be discouraged if they try a New Year's resolution and it doesn't quite work out. Then they can always try again at any point in the year. They don't have to wait until a whole new year comes around to try something new. What's a sustainable way for people to try a new hobby or start new habits?
So I think a lot of people make the mistake of having a really overambitious change. So I'm going to give up drinking alcohol for the whole year, rather than saying, well, actually, I'm going to have 2 alcohol-free days a month going forward, or I'm going to really clean up my diet and I'm going to stick to it and lose however many stone that I need to use, rather than saying, I actually just want to eat more healthily. So I think being pragmatic with the goals and just try to be 1% better every day. What went well? What didn't go well? Is this making me feel good? And when things are hard, to think about what made you unhappy to be in the behaviours that you were before. Write that down or make a note of that somewhere, some kind of record, so you can reflect on the why you're doing what you're doing.
And as someone who supports a lot of people who are blind and partially sighted with all manner of things that they're going through, what are some mental well-being habits that you have heard have really helped people, or that you'd recommend people consider in the year going forward?
I think connectedness needs to be on the top of my list. I think the impact of the pandemic meant that we became a little bit more disconnected from people, maybe ventured out less, you know, enjoyed people's company. And I think there's something about confidence drop in that, especially if it involves travel. So maybe finding some time to feel more connected to people in a way that feels okay for you, realizing that it might be a bit scary at times, especially if we spent a lot of time on our own. And I know we're still a couple of years since the pandemic, but the impact is still there. I think another thing is about getting out, not just connected, but just getting out into nature. However you do that, we know that has huge impact on people's well-being. And it's sometimes, I think, even when, if it's too cold, it's like, oh, it's too cold to go out, I don't want to go out. But actually putting on a coat and just having that fresh breath in our lungs really helps. And if it's too hot, the same thing, you know, that we'll always find an excuse, I think, to stay still, to not get over that hump of that confidence of getting out there. So I think, yeah, being connected and maybe getting out into nature, moving away from that sort of comfortable doing nothing. And I think the kind of movement part of that, the other bit that we know that really helps people's physical health. So if we're getting out there and walking and taking more exercise, actually we're releasing endorphins in our body, which helps us feel better as well. So even if it's not about becoming a super duper athlete and participating in the Paralympics or the Olympic Games, then I think it's about just getting out there, getting those endorphins working in however you want to do it, and feeling better all over.
And what are some of the ways that RNIB can help people who need a bit of support at the beginning of the new year or just want to talk to someone about their mental well-being and the things that they're experiencing?
Yeah, well, there's a number of ways. I mean, I think if people are feeling a bit low and know that they want to make a change, then I think booking a mental well-being check-in just to kind of talk to someone about what you're feeling unhappy about, what some of the changes you suspect you might need to make, or even just have that space to think about and work with someone about some of the changes that you might need to make, just for that 1 hour is a good place to start. Some people will need a little bit more support, so our counselling service can offer 8, you know, one-to-one sessions. And we find this really helpful if, you know, you are feeling a bit stuck, a little bit depressed, feeling like life has got not much to offer, just to really explore what it is you want to do, what makes you happy. And we focused a little bit on kind of exercise and, you know, bits, but it might be sort of reconnecting with something that you feel that you've lost through sight loss, but in a different way. So there's starting off with the psychological blocks, but then there's much more support. There's talk and support where there are groups that support hobbies, reading. You know, there's the See Sport Differently campaign. So if it's exercise, you're looking at expanding more, you know, use the online tool or audit to see what you're going to be good at, what's in your area, how can you connect? And I think all of these things we play a huge role in supporting. But taking the first step is often the hardest one. So just reaching out.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Amanda Hawkins, Head of Mental Health and Counselling at RNIB. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.